Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'd like to wish Reggie McKenzie the best. And he's a good friend of mine. He's always going to be a Raider. And we're going to have to rebuild this football team without him. But I will assure the Raider fans that we'll do everything we can to find the right replacement. He left some big shoes to fill. And just want to wish him the best.
Well, you wouldn't expect that John Gruden would say anything negative or stab Reggie McKenzie in the back on his way out the door. However, he says, I want to wish him the best. Reggie McKenzie will always be a Raider. The longtime GM of the Raiders was fired on Sunday night. We find out Monday. He was under contract through 2021, but they're going to have to pay him now or pay him some kind of a severance. And he was the 2016 NFL Executive of the Year. Let's welcome Michael Gelkin, who covers the Raiders for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We find him in the Bay Area for this segment here on After Hours. Michael, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. I thought it was interesting that John Gruden couldn't or wouldn't say why the move happened. He actually said, I went home after our victory against the Steelers, and then I get to work and I find out McKenzie's been fired. So what can you tell me about the move that maybe John Gruden doesn't know?
Well, I think it was an organizational decision. I don't think as much as it was Mark Davis who sat down with Reggie McKenzie and notified him. And as much as John Gruden can say, well, when asked if it was his influence on the decision, he says, well, or you know, I think some question was along the lines essentially to John Gruden at a news conference today. You know, did you have, you know, were you the person who was responsible for Reggie being let go? And then Gruden responded, well, we share the same boss in terms of Mark Davis. But make no mistake, does Mark Davis make this move without John Gruden's seal of approval? No. So this is part of Gruden taking over. He has, I'm sure, just as he had an offensive coordinator in mind, a defensive coordinator in mind, a special teams coordinator in mind, when he was hired to become the Raiders head coach, you would assume that that same man would have a general manager in mind. Now, maybe wasn't the right time, right in your first year, to make that change and to relieve Reggie McKenzie of his duties. But now that just about an entire season is in the books and there are reports that it's going to happen and all the scouts are in town, and it removed the cloud hanging over the head of everyone, and let's just call this thing for what it is, which is the end. And so you had the move Sunday evening, and that was became public on Monday morning.
Are you expecting other changes?
In time, yeah. I think that would be a fair expectation. I mean, you look at the way that the front office is assembled, and there are a lot of Reggie McKenzie's guys. And I'm not just being, flippant with that. I mean, you look at this scene. Raleigh McKenzie, his twin brother, is on this staff. Joey Klingscale is his childhood friend. Just like with Raleigh, they went to high school together and played football, and they're also football teammates in college at Tennessee. There are a lot of men in this building who are extremely loyal to Reggie McKenzie, and whoever Gruden and Mark Davis and Mark Bedain and Tom Delaney and et cetera choose to hire as part of the Raiders' brain trust to be the next general manager, you would think that person, while working hand-in-hand with Gruden, are going to want to get their people into the building. And so I would expect, I would be surprised, let's just say that, if come summer, Klingscales and McKenzie and some others are part of this organization still.
Michael Gelkin covers the Raiders for the Las Vegas Review-Journal with us After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Just to clarify then, this is more about the reorganization of the team, the franchise, the front office, of which John Gruden being hired was a part, not so much a referendum on this particular season in which they're 3-10.
Yeah, 3-10. I think that is largely a bed that, Gruden had some say in terms of how it was made. I do think Gruden was underwhelmed, and there's really no doubt onto this, underwhelmed with what recent draft classes produced in terms of talent. You know, he was underwhelmed with some of these recent top choices, and for good reason. I mean, Mario Edwards, you know, Jahad, and then we go down the list of guys who haven't panned out, and it hasn't been good enough. And I think Reggie McKenzie would tell you it hasn't been good enough. Now, there are some reasons for that. You know, things like inconsistency in coaching staff and scheme and all that flux. You know, it's hard sometimes to draft to a scheme when you aren't quite sure what year-to-year your scheme will be. Coaches, you know, position coaches under Jack Del Rio, you could argue that the player development wasn't where it needed to be. So you can point fingers all night. I mean, that would be a not-so-fun activity for us to do. But overall, while McKenzie missed in the front office, missed in recent drafts, I think that was part of it. It was part of the reason Gruden has been leaning this way for a while. But ultimately, I think this is about Gruden making sure he's got the people in place that he thinks are best. And it's kind of awkward to clean house when the guy who built the house is standing there right beside you.
Sure, that's true. When you think back to the moves with Khalil Mack and obviously Amari Cooper, both of which are panning out in marvelous ways for Chicago and for the Dallas Cowboys, has the locker room gotten over that? I mean, when John Gruden says that the guys are sticking together and that the victory over the Steelers was an indicator of that, and he's so proud of them, do you believe him that they've gotten over it and they're on the same page?
I do. I mean, that might be too strong. I mean, it's, you know, guys would love for Khalil Mack to be there. They would love for Amari Cooper to be there. But when it comes to the vibe in the Raiders locker room, if you were to, say, last week, for example, the Raiders signed a handful of players largely off the street, and they walked into the locker room, and they're in meetings, and they're on the practice field. I talked to some of them, all of whom said, you wouldn't have been able to tell that this was a 2-10 team at the time of it. And so there is an energy. I think Gruden has done a good job of engaging guys. They seem to be enjoying him. Again, it's year one. You know, we'll see year four, year five. I mean, if it's 3-10 each year, I think that would be more difficult to enjoy. But here in year one, Gruden's done, I think, a great job, you could say, of keeping guys engaged. The vibe there is good. And the effort, more importantly, on film has been there from the get-go to this past Sunday when the upset the Pittsburgh Steelers.
From Oakland, Michael Gelkin covers the Raiders for the Las Vegas Review-Journal with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. I mean, that's kind of the opposite of what you might hear, just people speculating and talking about how Gruden's the wrong fit for this job and look how badly this first year has gone. But there's so much to rebuild, and they've stockpiled a bunch of draft picks, and they certainly want to start fresh. But they were the oldest team in the league on average in terms of age, and so there's a lot to change. It's not like it's going to happen overnight. So it's great if the locker room actually gets that.
Yeah, I think the locker room, that's partly the reason why it was assembled. You know, it wasn't as if Gruden inherited necessarily the NFL's oldest locker room. I think a lot of that was his doing. Guys like Derek Johnson and Leon Hall and Reggie Nelson. And these are guys who aren't just over 30. I mean, they're around 33, 34, 35. So he brought those guys in part because, first, he was underwhelmed with his roster, but probably more importantly, he just wanted guys who he trusted, who his assistant coaches and coordinators trusted, to set an example. You know, Leon Hall set an example for a rookie nickel cornerback, Nick Nelson, a fourth-round pick. And, you know, just having a leader in every room, that's, you know, Foshee Rucker, what he's meant to guys like P.J. Hall, their second-round pick, Arden Key, their third-round pick, Mohurst Jr., their fifth-round pick. That's part of the reason why this locker room has been able to navigate through the ebbs and flows of this season, is because of those examples in their position meeting rooms and in the locker room at large. And so, Jordy Nelson, another example. So I think that is a big part of the reason why the Raiders have been able to weather that storm.
So what are the priorities in the offseason, Michael?
Okay, that's going to be busy. there are a lot of spots. I think edge rusher, he's probably going to get stronger. Interior rusher, a cornerback, although the Raiders like what they've seen from Garyon Conley and Darrell Worley, but Worley's a free agent. Safety, they need to get more speed there, although Carl Joseph has been good. Gilchrist is an impending free agent. Linebacker, they're really struggling against tight ends. That's just defense. Offense, a wide receiver is an important spot. A tight end, Jared Cook is an impending free agent. He should be a pro bowler this season. Offensive line has been an issue. They have some real depth concerns on the interior line with John Feliciano, an impending free agent. Right tackle, rookie third-round pick Brandon Parker is trial by fire, and he's given up 6 sacks the past 3 games, had 3 different penalties on Sunday. They got to get a lot better from a protection standpoint. But I can tell you one thing, something that seemed to be true all along, but there was some outside suspicions to the contrary. Derek Carr will be this quarterback for 2019. Derek Carr should be this quarterback well beyond that. These past 8 games, 0 interceptions, the win that he led the Raiders to on Sunday seemed to secure his place as the team's franchise quarterback.
How big was that for the team, for the locker room?
It was huge. It was huge. It's funny. It kind of felt like a win the week before when they lost 40-33 against the Kansas City Chiefs in a 3-point game in the fourth quarter. It kind of just felt that, it was a sense of accomplishment, even though players would tell you there are no moral victories and, it's about winning and all of those things. Just in a season that it's been, and I would even include the Baltimore game the week before based on how the Raiders competed in the first half, they are finding reasons for enjoyment. You turn on the film and you look at cornerback Garyon Conley, 2017 first-round pick who missed all but 2 games his first year. Now he's playing Sunday all but 1 defensive snap, and he's just playing with more confidence. There's more enjoyment there, I think, in part because of coaching staffs and the way that they're rotating guys or rotating guys less than before. But mid-season there, it was pretty dreary here in Oakland, and I'm talking pretty upbeat for a guy covering a 3-10 team. I realize that maybe it's just because we're talking so late at night, but I think it's there's something to just a foundation before the results. And the 49ers across the bay, they believe that they have that at 3-10, and that is that quiet belief that they're on the right track. And the Raiders, even though there are a lot of guys on this roster who won't be here next year, they still feel like by the way that they're training, by the way that they're competing, that they are setting the building blocks for something better to come.
Last thing before I let you go, how patient is Mark Davis willing to be?
With John Gruden?
Well, just the rebuilding process. But, of course, John Gruden's the face of it.
I would say I'm fairly patient. I don't know. He really wants to win in Oakland, and next year is your last chance to do it. It's going to be interesting to see how these guys attack next offseason. They've got about $70 million in cap space, which is dangerous because you don't want to use it and put yourself in a bad situation in the future with a bunch of dead money. You don't build your team through free agency. You build your team through the draft and by re-signing your own guys that you've developed. So how the Raiders approach next offseason, I think, will tell us a lot about just how willing they are to put some chips into the middle of the table for that final year in Oakland. But I'd say it's interesting because it might not be the best thing for this organization long-term, given what we've seen in free agency in terms of its perils over the years.
All right, there's a lot that's going to happen. Maybe in a year we'll look back and go, whoa, who is that team?
Maybe 2 years.
Yeah, maybe two. All right, 2 years. You can find Michael Gehlken on Twitter at Gehlken NFL, which is G-E-H-L-K-E-N NFL. And he's in Oakland, but he covers the Raiders for their next home, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.